With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has a report on Russia's latest drone attack on Ukraine.
Russia has launched a significant missile and drone attack on Ukraine. First responders are dealing with a devastating aftermath of the attack, where they're seen extinguishing flames at a burnt-down warehouse. The strike comes as U.S.-mediated peace talks continue.
That is Rika Ann Garcia reporting. In a new poll, a solid majority say they favor President Trump's proposal to give tariff refund checks to income-qualifying Americans.
President Trump has suggested the idea of providing what he's termed tariff dividend payments of $2,000 to low- and middle-income Americans. The latest Rasmussen Report's national survey finds 62% of likely U.S. voters approve of that idea, funded by revenue from the tariffs. That includes 34% who strongly approve of the idea. 29% disapprove. George Williams, Washington.
President Trump is dismissing Democrats' affordability focus as what he calls a Democrat scam. He says the word affordability is being used to trick voters after years of rising prices under Democrat policies. The president claims his team is working to cut that inflationary cost through essentials like fuel and food, and he says that his tariff rebate checks will help with that as well. Economist Steve Moore believes that the critics of the American economy need to be educated about its history.
We have lived through the greatest period of wealth creation in the history of civilization over the last 40 years, and it began under Ronald Reagan. Reagan was the one who turned around the U.S. economy after the dreadful performance of Jimmy Carter.
Congressman Andy Biggs says he believes the policies of former President Biden caused the current affordability problems. He says the previous administration let millions of illegals into the country and poured trillions into wasteful spending. This is SRN News. Who trusts the mainstream media these days?
The Public Religion Research Institute has been asking people of faith, and it reports that white evangelical Protestants are the least likely to believe mainstream TV journalism. Only 29% do. In fact, less than half of white Catholics, Hispanic Protestants, Jews, Hindus, and Muslims trust the mainstream media. Black Protestants, at 65%, are the religious group in this country that is the most likely to trust mainstream TV news. Michael Harrington reporting.
Families of Mexico's disappeared have gathered at a church near Mexico City to craft Christmas ornaments bearing the faces of their missing loved ones. Those handmade ornaments now hang from what's known as a tree of hope inside the sanctuary. They'll stay there until February 2nd. Official figures indicate more than 133,000 people have disappeared in Mexico since the 1950s. This is SRN News. President Trump has set forth a new national security strategy containing criticisms of Western allies.
The document, released by the White House, is likely to upset long-standing U.S. allies in Europe for its scathing critiques of their migration and free speech policies, suggesting those allies face the prospect of civilization erasure and raising doubts about their long-term reliability as American partners. Germany's foreign minister acknowledges that the U.S. is Germany's most important ally in NATO, but says questions about freedom of expression are not part of alliance discussions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Netflix's $72 billion deal to acquire Warner Brothers Studio has sparked some reaction. Michael O'Leary, CEO of Cinema United, warns that Netflix's model could harm theaters and communities. More on these stories at srnnews.com.